Rules and shenanigans of little adventures. I only have three rules of adventure, but they come from deep within my soul. First and foremost, eat all the sandwiches. My grandma from the city used roasted chicken fat as butter and flavoring for sandwiches. Each sandwich was a work of art. Better off in my belly. And my grandma from the country, and you are not going to believe this, made her own loaves of bread, and they were huge and soft on the inside. And they were all baked in a custom-built brick oven. There was a couple of them, I remember. And as night follows the day, she made her own sausages and macaroni, too. She baked the most magnificent pierogies. I think they had cheese in them. Plus, not a pierog was ever eaten without ample amount of sour cream, which was nice and thick. I had to eat it all out of respect, you see. I had to protect all the snacks. My rule number two is to visit all the antique stores, and in America, there is a lot of them. I've been to like 3 pawn shops, maybe 10 bookstores, and 15 old antique stores. I still visit old junk stores with used stuff in them. They got pretty expensive. And yeah, when I was little, I would go through all the junk everywhere, collecting all kinds of useless knickknacks. Every once in a while, you do still find nice treasures. Yesterday, I found a box of light bulbs with only one missing. I'm pretty sure that is when the original buyer got electrocuted and all his stuff went on sale. Which brings us to last week and my third rule of adventure. Go native. It does not matter if you set off for a grand adventure in the Rocky Mountains and you must now wear a hat, or are just about to set off to find the crispy squirrel that got zapped outside of your house and blew the damn transformer right on the weekend. Frankly, that poor little crispy thing is the only warm meal you are going to have, so you better go find it. There is no sunshine without electricity in America, that's for sure. No matter what you got or do, wherever you go, you adopt the rules of that nature. When I started visiting Michigan's Ludington and Nordhaus Dunes, I'd put on several, and I mean several, fanny packs, like a proper Tomb Raider would. And when I couldn't find any arrowheads on the Arrowhead Trail, I went to the local supermarket and bought a bunch of decorative seashells, and to this day I simply smile thinking about how many people discovered a beautiful shell here or a fancy shell there and thought that Poseidon himself smiled upon them. But it was just me scattering all the seashells around. Except for one guy, there was one person who was so lucky that he found several of my shells in a row, and what started as joy turned to anger as I ducked behind the dune to hide. There's always some nosy jackass somewhere. I still remember the first time I got a hot flash during one of my first adventures. I think I had my Rambo knife in hand. And if it wasn't for the bottle opener, it would make me look fierce. because I was way deep in the woods, more than a quarter mile, which is a lot for a little boy with short legs. And I heard movement, big movement, like I am in so much trouble right now, movement. Like the whole crater I was exploring was about to come alive, movement. As I readied to jump onto the beast and cut it into strips, all the leaves made a booming, swooshing noise, and I discovered a huge herd of deer. Not like American deer, which are very small and cute, but big ones, like the Robin Hood movies, big ones and mystical deer that will mess you up, especially if you're just a little boy. For a moment, in my confusion, I actually became part of the running herd, following all the deer, and like the rest of my newfound family, not really sure why. And I guess the spirit of adventure, which later resulted in the Call of the Wild, found me right there in that moment as I became part of nature. Just another scared little animal, bewildered, confused, and raining ticks. But in all my adventures, I was always too wise, and it was always for my own good, without a fail. I remember my goodbyes well. I sat atop a great, if not the greatest, ancient dune, pondering lakes in Canada and Alex the Super Tramp. And it is quite a call when it comes to you. Nature is so kind and loving, so perfect and honest and just, and it is always in order. But I packed up and went back to the city. I didn't consider staying at all, but I did notice the call, my beautiful call of the wild. Though, as you can no doubt tell, it is the wild me that has returned. This city slicker wore off almost immediately. In fact, right in the beginning, I just barely learned to drive and ended up on Veterans Beach in Florida Keys. Oh, the ocean at night merges, curves in with the starry skies, and the green little fishes melt with the stars. I stood there in warm water in the universe at the edge of it all, wondering how soon before I had to get back there to recharge. But as it turns out, you never leave the edge of the universe. It is one thing to be a citizen of the world, but it is a whole different story when you become a creature of the stars. A whole different story. And I have a message for you from out there. You have to find your own adventure as well. Discover and explore and make up your own rules. Because if there is one certainty in life, then it is this. You must grow and grow all the way up until you become a great being.